What's going on, Zishana? What's going on, Smooth? Dwayne, Local Vocal, Pink Cow, what's going on? How you guys doing on there? Waiting for us to get on all our social media platforms. I think we got TikTok we need to go on. I think we're live on Facebook and Instagram. Jim Elliott, what's going on? Amber, how you doing? Who is Brian? How you doing? What's up, guys? I hope you guys are having a great start to your week. And happy Titan Tuesday to everybody out there. We're going to get started here in 1 second. And, of course, we're going to be talking about some cool topics today. And we're going to be talking about Therapy of the Week, which is another great peptide therapy, MK677. So if you guys have any questions about that or any other GHRHs, which are growth hormone-releasing hormone peptides, I'm here for you guys. So welcome, everybody, to Titan Talk Tuesdays with me, John, CEO and founder of Titan Medical Center. I'm here to help you guys out. Be your best, look your best, and feel your best every single day. Improve quality of life. So you know what? You can enjoy the only life that you have to live, right? We get one life. We get short time on this earth. So why not feel your best, perform your best, and look your best all day, every day? That's what it's truly about. Nobody wants to be down. So Alien Bunny Rabbit, what's going on? New Jay, Kaji Gus, Brittany, what's going on? Herzy, what's going on? Then we've got everybody on TikTok, what's up? And I think we're on YouTube too as well and all those other places. So big shout out to everybody joining us on there. All right, so let's get into it. So anything you guys want to cover, I'm doing a Q&A with you guys every Tuesday and Fridays with you guys to talk about, listen, how we can help you. Now, if you guys are interested or don't know what we do, hormone replacement therapy, medical weight loss, vitamin amino acid injectable therapies, rejuvenation detox, libido enhancers, peptide therapies, blood work, and everything in between that's going to make you look good, feel good, and perform better. We can talk about any one of those different things, subjects, or if you guys are just trying to build lean mass, lose weight, get better hair, right? Skin, nails, get those all taken care of, better mental concentration, you know, helping maybe your vital organs like your liver. A lot of people have fatty livers or they have liver functions that are high, their ALT, AST, and we can talk about some of the different ways to get those things down and boost the immune function. You want to make sure that you're good. There's a lot of people still sick out there. And at that point, we can go over all that. Amber said, I have some medical weight loss questions. Please shoot them out to me. Whatever you guys got question-wise, please shoot them out. And we will talk about them right here and we'll answer them. Tom, what's going on? Johnny, how you doing? Margos, what's going on? Pickett, Jim, how you doing? Mr. Money. Yeah, so shoot them out. Jimmy Light said, what's up, John? Got some BPC 157 TB500 and Titan Complete on the way. Do you recommend Titan Complete every day or every other day? So I usually recommend Titan Complete every day. That's kind of what I do. But listen, if you want to make it last a little bit longer, every other day is going to be a good protocol too as well. There's just a lot of good things in it that you could get every day, right? So when we talk about different things that are in Titan Complete, we talk about MIC, methionine, acetylcholine. These are great for burning fat, boosting metabolism. And then we talk about B-complex, so B1 through B6, and then we talk about B12 added to that. So there's a lot of bang for the buck just in the B vitamins alone, right? With talking about nervous system, blood cell counts, energy, I mean, all these different things and more go along with B-complex and B12. So, you know, you're getting a lot of bang for the buck there. Then you talk about the branched chain amino acids. So these are going to be great for building lean muscle, not cannibalizing your muscle if you're going to a calorie deficit. And then we talk about L-carnitine, which is great for muscle building, nervous system, blood flow, and so on. So there's a lot of different components in Titan Complete. They're going to be beneficial every single day. But like I said, if you want to make it last a little bit longer, you think you're good, then every other day would be a good protocol too as well. It's totally up to you as the patient at that point, what is going to get you the best and how you're feeling. So you could try doing it for a couple days in a row, see how you feel. And at that point, if you're like, oh, let me just try it every other day. If you try it every other day and maybe don't feel as good, then you can do it every day. If you're like, hey, you know, I feel pretty good on the every other day, then you can do that too. And then you can spread it out for 2 months. I'm all about giving you guys the best bang for the buck. I'm not going to say just take it every day, right? That might not work the best for patients. So at that point, I want you to get the best out of it. So that would probably be the best way, just to try it out each way and see what you like and what works best for you with the therapy. BPC 157, TB500, I hope it heals. I know we were talking about the labrum and the shoulder area. So hopefully it'll help heal it. Kaji Gus said, MK677 is the topic of the week. It works best with what other therapies? What up, John? How you doing, Kaji Gus? I appreciate you always joining in. Thank you so much. And MK677 is the therapy of the week. Now, MK677, I can get into after this. He asked me, it works best with what other therapies? So really, it really depends on you, because it'll work good with any other therapy that you pair it up with from Titan Medical Center. So depending on what the goal is, you know, I've seen some people even counteract some different medications. So I've seen some people go on semaglutide, which is supposed to curb the appetite, right? And then they're like, you know what, John, I want to try to build some lean muscle mass while I'm on this. So I'm going to take MK677, which stimulates hunger, right? And I'm still, the jury's out on that. I'm still finding out from the patient, you know, how that's working. But every other thing, whether you were to put Titan Complete with it, now listen, if it were me, I'd probably pair up two other things with this. One would be ECA Stack Plus, and the third one would be Hercules Potion. The reason why. Because one with MK677 is you're going to raise your natural growth hormone levels, which is going to be great for recovery, for strength, and it's going to stimulate hunger. So make sure that's what you really want, because it will stimulate the G-rollin, the hunger hormone, and you will be famished 15 minutes after you take it. I don't care if you've ate down the house beforehand, you're still going to be hungry. So at that point, just be prepared for that. But you know, when you take, let's say, ECA Stack Plus, you're going to get some stimulant effect. It's going to help with fat loss, you know, and burning body fat. And then Hercules Potion is going to be able to give you way more better recovery, help you get better pumps and long lasting, help you work out longer, has some liver function properties in there with NAC to help protect the liver from some of the different things that you're putting stress on it with. Proline is a collagen-based amino acid. Ornithine is going to help you work out longer like that and be able to do more strenuous activity. I think I already said that, but and then, you know, you have lysine to help build the immune system, because when you're working out or you're lifting a car or you're doing anything strenuous like that onto the body, you are putting a little bit of strain on the immune system, the immune function. So we want to make sure that thing is fortified, built strong, and keeps giving it some support. And then you have L-carnitine in this one too as well, which we've talked about in Titan Complete, blood flow, muscle building, nervous system, and much more. So a lot of great things along with it. So I really like it. VX Car, what's going on? Daniel Reyes, what's going on? Perfect Agent, what's going on? Adam, how you doing? Best Mon Travels. Matt, how you doing? May, Mitch Spade in the house. What's up, brother? Hope all is well. My order arrives Thursday. Tom, I can't wait, dude. And let me know if you have any questions when you get it, right? Or you can call or text the staff. They'll walk you through it, give the information. But I want to know how your therapies are going, so when you start it. Jeff Jodway in the house. Man, Jeff, we miss you these last 3 days, brother. But we got some crazy, crazy content. So if you guys don't know, I'll just fill you in real quick and I'll get back to this. So last 3 days, Michael Hearn and his family were in town. He came down to see me. We came down to shoot some content, and we just knocked it out of the park. You know, we got a little bit of family time in, but me and him really, really concentrated on getting a lot of great content. And I wanted, you know, everybody to hear what Mike is on from Mike, right? And how it's really helped him. And our big goal was for Mike to get, and this is what we planned months ago, was for Mike to get in better shape, right, than when he won the Mr. Universe last time. That's over 30-something years ago. So at that point, we got into it. We haven't pushed any testosterone, guys. So I've seen his blood levels multiple times over months. He's on testosterone. I know everybody's like, oh, he's on testosterone. He's on something. But not from us. If he is, I don't know. And through the blood work, it doesn't show. But I can tell you that he's taken a lot of great peptides from us. He's taken the ECA Stack Plus. So there's been a lot of different things that we've incorporated into his regimen and protocols, along with him, you know, being super, super self-controlled to be able to, I mean, this guy works out all day, every day, almost cardio every day, saunas, you know, the training, like he doesn't miss a beat. So at that point, it's real easy for me to work with somebody like Mike, because I know they're going to be disciplined to do these things, and we're really going to maximize what we can out of the therapies. So really, really cool. And we like to show, we did show, like, you know, what it is to be like a father in your 40s, in your 50s, right? And what you really want to be like. Now, my son is 14 years old, and I'm 43, right? Where Mike is in his 50s, you know, 55, and at that point, he's got Titan, which is 5 years old. So he's more of an older dad than me, per se. But he's just like me, where we're able to, be active with our kids, play sports with our kids, run around with our kids. And we don't just sit on the couch. We're actually setting the example for our kids. And that's what we really want to push out to a lot of guys out there, right? That maybe sitting on the couch, unmotivated, don't like their body, maybe not having this active time with their children like they should. You know, we really want to push that out there. And I know there's a lot of single moms out there that do the exact same thing. So we want to be motivation for them too as well. Because at that point, there are single moms out there that are doing one hell of a job. They're working jobs to take care of their family. They're active with their family. They're doing the right things. So at that point, big shout out to you women out there. Big shout out to you guys out there. We're all in this together to raise better kids, to have a better country, and be better all the way around, right? That's what it's all about. All right, so what do we got question-wise? All right, so Amber asks, is it better to take lipo shot while taking a GLP-1 such as semaglutide? Will it make a huge difference? So lipo shot. So they have the lipo skinny shots and the lipo C's and all these great things. That is all just marketing. Not to say that they don't help. Like when we talk about lipo, right? Lipo C or lipo shots or whatever. All you're talking about that's really in those injectables is MIC and B12 usually. That's methionine and acetylcholine, which help the liver process fats to it faster. So it does help your body as far as metabolism-wise, but it's not going to be a super big shock. Taking the GLP-1 just by itself is going to do really, really great things. But if I was going to say to take something along with the GLP-1, that had the lipo in it, right? The lipo portion of it, which is MIC. I would say we go with Titan Complete. Same price as what you're going to pay for the lipo or lipo C. And then not only are you just getting the MIC and the B12, you're getting the full B complex, you're getting the branched chain aminos, and you're getting the L-carnitine. So way more bang for the buck and probably going to get a way better result with that. You know, the only other thing that I would say that you could probably take with a semaglutide to really, really make it even more effective is semaglutide is not a stimulant at all, right? But you could take ECA Stack Plus with semaglutide, which, you know, if you're looking for more energy, more mental clarity, more of a little bit of euphoric feeling and helping with fat burning, then that is going to be the way to go. If you're looking for a more of a natural way without any stimulants, that's where I would say Titan Complete with the MIC, B-complex, B12, branch chains, and L-carnitine. I think that would be the way to go. So you have some options here, right? And what you want to do, because, listen, I don't know your health history, and I'm not going to comment and say, hey, listen, take this or do that. You know, that's for the providers, but I can give you some options there on the table. So maybe you can talk to the providers or even the medical staff or even, you know, like, hey, listen, this would probably be good for me. Everything in my medical history is great. Then I want to go with this. So, you know, that's what I would say, Amber. And I think that would work out for you the best, 100%. Josh, how you doing? Miss Greeny, what's going on? Queen of Flair, La Chica, what's going on? Golden Gardner, JP Santos. Any other ones out here? Jim Elliott said, should I inject both BPC 157 and TB 500 sub Q into the shoulder or just BPC 157? Dude, load them both up and inject them at the same time in the same place. Definitely 100%. Put them both together. Listen, BPC is more site directed where TB 500 works systemically through the body. That means it goes all the way through and BPC is at that one point. But if we can inject them together, then there's less traveling for the TB500, right? Which should make it more effective in theory. But, you know, that's the way that I do it, Jim. I put them both in the same syringe and I inject them sub-Q right in here. Because most of my pain is in front. Like I could literally go in here and feel where the pain's at. Now, I don't have any more tears. I did have a slap tear, which got fully healed by BBC 157 TB500, and I have the MRIs to prove it. But the problem with my shoulder is I have no cartilage left. So at that point, I have arthritis throughout my arm, and then I have no cartilage. It's bone on bone and a big bone spur underneath there. So I'm in a lot more pain usually. But when I take BBC 157 and TB500, it's like instantly as far as relief. I don't know if it's the inflammation going down because these both take out inflammation, but I definitely get a buffer. And I'm able to lift, I'm able to do movements, you know, everything pretty much underneath the sun. So, you know, if I do a wrong movement or I'm lifting improperly or you want to be eagle lifting, this could cause more damage and more hurting. So I've learned to work around the injuries. And when I become 55, which is like, you know, or, you know, 56 or whatever it is, if I'm doing like 13 years from now, at that point, I'll be ready for my total replacement shoulder. And that's it. So I'm going to have to go for a long time and see what I can do in this time span to delay the process out for me getting this full shoulder replacement. And nobody wants that for sure. Rob, how you doing on TikTok? What's going on? All right. Adgo, what's going on? Tra, Keith, Juan, Free Jays, Your Jur, The Real Beats, what's going on? Alex, Rome, Monster Classic, what's going on? Jeff said, where do you prefer to administer the Titan Potion? You talking about Hercules Potion? I would do it, and I've got videos on this, Jeff, that you need to check, but I have site-specific injectables, spots. And now that's what I would do. The only place that I don't inject Hercules when I'm working out is my legs. I don't like injecting my legs. There's some guys out there that like injecting their legs, whether it's Test, whatever, or Hercules. I just don't like it. There's too many nerves in there and all that. And if you do a bad shot, you're going to be limping. It's not worth it. You know. So at that point, I do chest. So when you do the chest, any muscle, you'd flex the muscle in the mirror, right? And I have this on video so you guys can see it, and I'm just not just pulling my shirt away. But you're doing this, and you're seeing where the center of the muscle is. And you want to inject in the center of the muscle on your injectables. But let's say, you know, let's say your upper chest isn't developed that well, right? Then you can inject higher in the chest so it will develop a little bit more. And your biceps, you can inject right in your biceps, your triceps, your head, or you can do the back as well. And I switch that because I try to work out arms at least. You know, I've been trying to right now like 2 times a week. Even if it's just like the end of my week, what I try to do is just do like a full body and I do a couple sets with everything just to pump up before the weekend. But at that point, that's what I would do. I would inject directly into the muscles you're going to work out. And it's going to be a game changer, Jeff. I promise you, it will change the game on what you're doing. From the look, from the pump, and be able to do longer, more activity. That's going to be the instant gratification right away. And then after that, you're going to get faster recovery, build the immune system. You know, like I said, more collagen production with the proline, NAC to help with liver functions, and then you're going to have L-carnitine in there too as well. Okay, so definitely check out the videos. If you want, you got my number. You can call me directly. I'll walk you through everything if you need it. Jeff's one of my dudes. So Jeff is Mike's videographer behind the scenes guy. So, you know, he's a part of Team Titan all the way because we're all Team Titan. We're Team Titan. You guys Team Titan. It is what it is. So that's a beautiful thing. Johnny, what's going on? HW Paving. Stella Domulus, hey, how you doing? Jeff Joey said, I just got mine. Man, this is awesome. I can't wait for you guys to try this stuff. What can help with herniated disc pain? All right, Gage. So I'm not going to say that BBC-157 or TB-500 are going to heal your disc, your herniated disc especially. I would definitely not say that. Even though they say BBC-157 is the Wolverine healing protocol, well, we know that Wolverine, if he got shot in the head, the bolt was coming out, no problem. That's not going to happen if you take BBC-157. So I wouldn't expect for this to fix this, right? But do I think that it would help with the pain? Possibly, because with this, you're probably definitely getting inflammation around that area, and I think that it would relieve a little bit of the inflammation. I think it would at least be worth a try if you're in that much pain, because at that point, you know, what are your options? Whether there's nerve blocking agents and injectables they can do to you, surgery and all these different things, you know, this might be the first step to try before you go into something more evasive, I guess. And at that point, see how it works. And please let us know. I'd like to hear these stories. I've dealt with pretty much everybody from shoulders, elbows, wrists, knees, hamstring tears, quad tears, bicep tears, road rash, a lot of different things, right? So I always like to keep track of, hey, listen, did these help people that maybe had this health ailment or this problem, whether it was acute or chronic? So it's really, really cool. What would BBC-157 do for a torn tendon in the knee? So Jericho said this on TikTok. BBC-157 and TB-500 could definitely help you possibly help heal faster. definitely with the tendons, muscles, ligaments, joint areas. These are things that it really does help out with, both of these things. So, yes, it will definitely probably help you heal faster. Ooh, excuse me. Been a long day for me. I apologize. GT Duos, Naganin, Reserve, Tampa Style Magazine, what's going on? Kenaren Hendrickson, what's going on? How you doing? Mass, Jose Hernandez, what's up? DJ Fabian, Zirena, OM, John Kennedy, what's going on? Emmanuel Carlos, GTR, Coach Lex Luther, what's going on? Southern Woods Farms, and Titus Maximus. If you guys are just joining us, we're going to go over the therapy of the week real quick, NK677, but I'm answering all your questions from anything that we've done right now as far as our services and anything that we want to do as far as maybe you have questions about how to get bigger, how to lose more weight, what you should eat, how you should sleep, how many hours you should sleep, how much water you should drink. There's different things. What are macros? You know, for me, I've talked about these things like so many different times that I pretty much think that everybody knows this stuff. And obviously, some people don't know some of these different things. This is my business. I should know these different things. But, you know, at that point, some people don't. What else we got here? Anything else? All right, so let's go into MK677, and I'll wait for your questions. Any events this week, Roman said? And there's no events this week. B-Day was awesome. Finally got that video up. It was February 23rd, so we're a little bit far from that. But, yeah, it was really, really cool. Sheree set that up. It was a beautiful setting, and everything was cool. Jeff, before I get into MK677, has a great question. With Hercules, would you split up the injection 50% in the left pec, 50% in the right pec? Thanks for all the info. Great question. So, yeah, you could go bilaterally into both, right? So that would be a good one because it would all be symmetrical, right? But if you have a lagging one, like let's say you had a shoulder issue, you couldn't bench on the right side or you weren't moving or anything, or you have atrophy in a muscle, you know, you could put it all in that muscle per se to try to get it back up to where it needs to be. I've had plenty of people, especially the ones that really like pop in my mind example-wise. Guy was on a motorcycle, broke his femur, couldn't work out his femur, you know, waited for it to heal and everything like that, got the cast off, and then, you know, obviously that leg went through major atrophy and looked nothing like the other leg. The other leg's muscular, and that leg is just like, you know, skinny and atrophied. So at that point, he utilized the Hercules for that, and man, it was just a game changer how much he really brought it back, which was really, really cool, right? The other thing about it is that, you know, when you're doing things like that, you want to make sure that, you know, you have that mind-to-muscle connection. And that's really important. Some people don't know what mind-to-muscle connection is. They haven't got to that level, I guess, yet. But I can tell you this. When you take Hercules Potion, it will help increase that mind-to-muscle connection. And that's key. You ask any lifter out there, anybody that knows about building bodies or muscle, and they'll tell you, muscle connection, mind-to-muscle connection is through the roof. And you can connect with it. You can feel it as you see it, as you pump it, and it will help get you that result. Instead of people that going through the motions and not feeling mind-to-muscle connection, just they're just doing the rep. But they have no mind-to-muscle connection. They can't feel the blood rushing into their chest or bicep or whatever it is you're doing and really connect with it and effectively maximize what they're doing. So super cool. Super, super cool to do. And once you get the mind-to-muscle connection, you're going to be like, man, this is crazy. My left leg is lagging. That's amazing. Thank you. Yeah, so there's a lot of people out there, like I said, that have the lagging body parts, and this will help get it back up to where it needs to be. Would you stack, Jim Elliott said, would you stack MK677 with anything? Maybe CJC and Iperon. So I probably wouldn't do these two together. The only reason is because there is some overlapping. Now, you know, the way that they work per se could be a little bit different, right? But at that point, I still think that, you know, you're overlapping some different things. Well, one main thing, right? We're stimulating the pituitary with both of these. These are both GHRH peptides. Actually, all three because CJC and Iperon, that's two peptides in one bottle. But when we're doing this, we're stimulating the pituitary. Now, if we want to maximize the stimulation of the pituitary, yeah, this could probably be a good route. But, you know, if I was going to do it with something else that was a GHRH, I'd do it with Tessimerlin. The reason is testosterone is going to boost it a lot better than CJC and hyperelin, and it's going to target belly fat, visceral fat. So, you know, not only are we boosting IGF-1 levels, which, you know, which growth hormone converts into, and we get all the benefits from them, so MK is going to help you eat more, where, like I said, testosterone should help get that body fat, that visceral fat out, and target that area, and raise growth hormone levels with MK to your maximum possibly, right? So that would probably be a good one. But like I said, it totally depends on what you're trying to do, right? Because you can mix this with IGF-1 or other things too. 77RD, what's going on? Chad J, USC Trojan. Kylie, what's going on? Marloni, Rick Gonzalez, $22 million man. Amal, Miami, Tampa, what's going on? Death Dealer, what's going on? Raja, what's going on? Anything else on TikTok, shoot it out to me if you guys got questions. So let's get into MK677. All right, so MK677 is an oral GHRH peptide. That means growth hormone releasing hormone peptide. So it's the only oral GHRH peptide out there and the only oral therapy that helps stimulate growth hormone levels. It works very effectively. I think in the studies, and it was 50-year-olds, 50 and above, males and females, the MK level, as far as percentage-wise, in IGF-1 raising went up to 123%. That's huge. So if you have a 70, you're talking about, what, 193 or somewhere around there. So it's huge, right? If you can double your growth hormone levels with MK, it's a game changer. But there is a caveat to this. When I talk about this all the time, I like to be very transparent and very upfront with you guys and let you know what to expect. So MK is going to be great for raising IGF-1 levels, which anti-aging, sleep is going to be better. You know, we talk about hair, skin, nails, libido, just all the way around anti-aging, right? But, and your recovery is going to be a lot faster. You can put a lot more muscle on. I mean, it's going to be good. But it will make you really hungry, okay? Like I said, I push that because I don't want people to think, oh, I won't be that hungry. You know, I'll take it. And they got kids and they're eating all the sugary things in the house and doing whatever they need to get past the hunger. So just be aware of that. And if you're aware of that, and if you plan the attack properly, then you're going to maximize what you're getting. I know I got one of my photographers, JJ, because I know he's took an MK677 before. So it probably made him hungry as hell, just like everybody else. That's one thing I can tell you. It's going to make you really hungry. MK677 is an oral capsule. So at that point, there's no injection for MK. It's just a capsule. Good question. What else we got here? Luna, GM, what's going on? Knowles, Darren, what's going on? All right, so we got one more topic for you today, and please shoot me out your questions if you got any. If not, it's all good. So I was reading through here, and you know, right now I'm going through with my family, going through some health problems. Not me personally, thank God, but my dad. My dad and one of my dogs, my American Bully and my dad, both have cancer. My dad has stage 3 colorectal cancer, and he's in stage 4 of chronic kidney disease. That means he's right there, almost dialysis, okay? He actually got a fistula and everything, and that's where they do the surgery to maximize his veins so they can go right into it when they do start dialysis. But right now, he's dealing with the colorectal cancer, and at that point, he's starting radiation. He's in day 2 of radiation. And he's doing good. Thank God he's in good spirits. And it's really not knocking him down. It's just making him tired. But, you know, I'm dealing with that. And then my American Bully. She's 5 years old. 5. And she's got lymphatic cancer. That means it's on all her lymph nodes. And, you know, you can feel the tumors, you know, I could before, in her throat and all these definitely lymph node spots where they're just hard as a rock and just big. So she's been going through treatment and chemo and all that too as well. You know, she's probably like 20 weeks in. And she's, thank God, doing really good and has energy. And my dad, you know, hopefully everything goes well. But my point to this is that what do we do to find out if we have cancer, right? Usually what you have to find out is you find out through mammograms, colonoscopies, some sort of diagnostic testing. But a lot of people, they don't know. And what happens is we might have cancer in the early stages, and if we don't test for some of these things and do some of these diagnostic testing, then that cancer just gets there and left there and keeps getting fueled, right? And it might get bigger, like my dad's. It might spread to different areas, organs, lymph nodes, all these different things. And it's just really important to be able to check for this. And like I said, if you're not getting a colonoscopy, you're not getting a mammogram, you're not getting certain diagnostic testings that will be able to tell a provider maybe something's going on to check further, then you're really doing a disservice to yourself. I really believe this is something that's important that people need to really start looking at because, you know, cancer's on the rise. And there's more younger people than ever that have cancer nowadays. And there's so many, I mean, think about it. How long has cancer been around and how many cancer charities are out there? And how many billions of dollars have went to research? I mean, personally, I think that a pharmaceutical company already has a cure to cancer, okay? That's just my opinion. I'm not trying to be one of these conspiracy theorists or anything like that, but I do believe that. And I believe that, listen, cancer by itself is a big money maker for pharmaceutical companies alone, and it just covers that. But for that, what do you do? So if you don't get the testing like that, there is now new blood testing that's came out. And they said it's about 88% accurate, and the only things it really doesn't help out with is maybe like brain cancer or cancers that are very expedited as far as spreading real quick. And brain cancer is one of them. But the other cancers, colorectal cancer, lung cancer, all these different things, you can possibly see through a blood test now. And it's called Galleria. So if you guys are looking for something like this, it might be available to you right now. I know it's available to some parts of the country right now. So at that point, maybe it is in yours. So I appreciate that, Jim. Thank you, guys. I didn't want to bring that up. I'm not, you know, but I do appreciate that. Thank you. But, you know, it is what it is, you know. So we're just trying to get through it as good as possible. And now I'm worried, right? Because, you know, I start thinking about my health history, my family history. My health history is pretty good. But now I have to add this. Now, you know, my dad has got colorectal cancer. So this puts me at higher risk for colorectal cancer. I found out on my mother's side, right, that my grandfather, he had colon cancer. So now I'm at an even higher risk. So there's different things you should look out with. And if you don't know and you can find out your family health history, definitely find that out. Ask your parents, ask your brother, sister, whoever might know these different things, and really understand what happened in your past family history, what's your current status of health in your health history, and you know what you should possibly do for the future to find out if you have maybe some of these different cancers. And just for colon cancer alone, this affects men and females. So at that point, it's not just men, right? Now, prostate cancer, that's just men. Prostates are only in men. So if you're worried about prostate cancer, which on my dad's side, on our cousins, there's four brothers that were underneath the family. All four brothers had prostate cancer. Two had it removed. One went into remission, and one's no longer with us. So at that point, it's just crazy. So do the right thing for yourself because, listen, if you're not around or you're unhealthy or sick in bed, you're not able to be with your family. You're not able to work. You're not hanging out with your friends. No hobbies. No nothing. It's just you being sick. And nobody likes being sick, right? Because you can't do anything. You feel like garbage. And it can just get a lot worse, especially if it's cancer involved. So, Galleria blood testing. Something new for you guys. I hope you guys take this and maybe you guys will run with it. Even for colon cancer, stuff like that, they're starting to get different ways. They've got some different sample containers where you can test at home now. I've actually got one. I really don't like having to get the specimen, but at that point, it's going to tell me, hey, listen, maybe you do, maybe you don't, and I'm going to get a colonoscopy too as well. And I don't really want to do that, but at that point, I want to make sure I'm okay because I want to be around for my family. If it is that I have possible cancer, and I'm not saying I do, but if that's the case, then I'll hopefully catch in the early stages because at that point, if you catch these things in the earlier stages, you're at a higher probability to survive past it, to get over it quicker. So that's what I'm going to do. All right. I think that's it for the day. Unless you guys got any questions, I'm going to cut this one a little bit short today. We've got some guests in the house. It's been a long day for all of us. And like I said, me and Mike, we've shot a ton of content the last 3 days. It's been nonstop. Photographers, videographers, me and him, skits. I mean, it's been a lot of crazy stuff, which I think you guys are going to thoroughly love. Love and enjoy for sure. So that's it, guys. I appreciate it. That's why I always get my blood work checked as much as possible. There's nothing wrong with that. Definitely knowing what's going on inside your body is some of the best information you're going to learn, okay? And it can always change, right? Month to month, every 3 months, every 6 months, you know, every year, definitely check your blood work. Make sure you're okay. Get the right testing. If you're going to somebody like a general practitioner where they're running basic tests on you, don't deal with that. Come to Titan or come to somebody like Titan. Titan will help you out nationwide with all our services, including blood services. 727-389-3220. Call or text us for any of your questions, any of your concerns. If you want to be a patient, if you want to know about therapies, you want to know how we can help improve your quality of life, then contact us today. Or you can contact them in the early morning tomorrow at 9 a.m. and they'll get right back to you bushy-tailed and bright-eyed. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you guys for joining for Titan Talk Tuesday, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. I will see you next week. I appreciate it. I love you, and have a great week, guys. Bye-bye.